don't wanna be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and you're listening to a radio station called CITR 101.9 FM. That's what would be on your dial if you're listening to an actual radio here in the city of Vancouver, or you could be online at citr.ca. Thanks for tuning in again this week. Thanks to Morgan and the news crew as well for cutting edge, uncompromising news from this great radio station. So this is a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music, which I air every week at this time. Generally, it's an hour and a half, but this week we're entering that time of the year where the sports broadcast chops off a little bit of the show sometimes, and sometimes an entire show, which is okay. One needs a break every now and then, so not to worry. But today's show is 1 hour, so normally it would go till 7:30, but only an hour today, so we should get into it. This week, we're going to play a lot of Kiwi music. The reason being is that I'm going to play for you the second part of my interview with Matt Smith. Matt Smith is the vocalist of Symphony of Screams. They're a pretty hardcore, heavy sort of alternative type grunge band from New Zealand, from the North Island. And Matt is also a proprietor of a record label called AAA Records. And we had a chance meeting a few weeks back, and I aired for you the first part of my interview with Matt just 2 weeks ago. So today is time for part two. So I figured why not devote half of the show to Kiwi music totally. Why not? There's just such amazing music that comes from New Zealand. Dunedin is the city that for some reason seems to produce the most extraordinary music. As we all know, being fans of the Flying Nun record label, or a lot of Canadians that I've met, discerning listeners are, Flying Nun Records is a seminal record label. And this band I'm about to play for you started out on that label, no longer on the label now, but they obviously started out with a great milieu around them. That band is called Die Die Die. It's a die exclamation mark, a die exclamation mark, a die exclamation mark. So they're a noise pop punk band, three-piece, and they're from Dunedin. And they formed in 2003. And I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from their second release called Promises, Promises, which came out in 2007. And I'm picking this album just because I found this at Zulu Records in their... I think it was on the day of that 4th Avenue Festival, Katsulano, and when they had all the tables of CDs out the front on sale. And I've been sitting on this one to play for a day that suited it, and today is definitely the right day because we're talking all things New Zealand, at least for the first half. So here we go. This is a band called Die Die Die. This is going back to 2007. Let's play for you track one off the record, and then the title track as well, Promises, Promises. Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, and I'm Matt.
I can never forget her. Streetlights.com is pleased to present Streetlight Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and occasionally New Zealand. And today, we're featuring music from New Zealand because I'm about to play for you part two of my interview with Matt Smith of the band Symphony of Screams. They're from the North Island, and Matt is also the proprietor of Triple A Records, and he has sent me in the mail some great CDs from his label, and I'm going to feature some of the music that his he's been curating, and part two of that interview. Part one was 2 weeks back, and you can find the podcast at ausstrandedradio.com, and keep your eyes peeled for part two in a matter of minutes. So in terms of New Zealand music, we're starting out there with Die 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 from the record Promises Promises 2007. I just love that. I've been waiting to play this CD on air. Just wonderful. Sort of pop noise punk from Dunedin. And another legendary band from Dunedin, of course, is The Chills, who are more or less the... I mean, the only remaining member of the band is Martin Phillips. Martin Phillips really is The Chills. He formed the band in 1980, and it's had all sorts of lineup changes over the years, but he is the mainstay. And I want to play for you a couple of tracks from one of their seminal albums called Submarine Bells. This came out in 1990. So here we go. Here's The Chills from Dunedin, New Zealand. And Heavenly Pop Hit is track one on the record.
Power once we were. He rises with the air, he doesn't ever care. The southern wind is warm in his hair. Breathless at the sight, the mountains on his right, a crimson as the sunlight's fade. Fill the horizon, the cream of autumn's violet skies, the dust the land will quietly shed its disguise, as both winds rise, feigning surprise at the meeting of eyes. He has to talk to someone, has to talk to someone, he's choking with emotion, but there's nothing to say, there's nothing to say. Emotions are imploding, but there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. They've all gone away. They've all gone away. Eye to eye, glow of the horizon. Time to fly away for a while. Chase the shadow of the valley.
Save yourself. VR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
Welcome back to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us on Twitter at AusStranded. And Kiwi music today, lots of it. We heard there the absolutely heavenly sounds of The Chills with two tracks from their 1990 record called Submarine Bells, a legendary band from Dunedin. And you heard their track one, Heavenly Pop Hit, and then track six, I Saw. And then we really changed pace there with a harder hitting track from a contemporary band called Cara Gordon and the Wreckage. And this band is out on Triple A Records. And I received this in the mail in a package from Matt Smith. Matt Smith runs Triple A Records, and he was actually passing through Vancouver about a month or so back. And we had a chance meeting here at the station. And I ended up, once he got home, recording an interview with him, an extended piece. And we've already played part one, but let's get into part two now. So Matt is from a band called the Symphony of Screams, and he is also, he created AAA Records, and he's got a lot to say. He's a thoughtful guy, and in this part of the interview, he speaks about Maori culture and music. And the reason for him being here initially was a Pacific Island conference here on the UBC grounds. So he's an interesting chap. He's British from birth, and he's spent his musical formative years in Britain, but has moved to New Zealand, and he's got a deep fascination and appreciation for Maori culture, and this comes through in the part of the interview you're just about to hear. So here we go. This is Matt Smith of AAA Records from the North Island of New Zealand.
Well, speaking of other parts of the world, how did you find yourself here? We met very randomly. I was at CITR Radio, where I'm sitting right here, on a Friday about a month ago. And I think Sarah, the music director, said, there's this New Zealand guy that just wandered in, and he wants to find someone who's interested in his music. I said, send him in. And you,
yeah.
And so how did that happen?
It was a very happy happenstance. So I had the privilege of being at the Pacific Arts Forum, which was being hosted at the UBC and MOA in Vancouver. And I took the opportunity to pop into your radio station to while I was there. It was an incredible privilege to be up at that conference. And the PAA basically is the Pacific Arts Association, and they champion Pacific First Nations artists in particular, especially contemporary artists. And it was a real privilege. We were hosted by the Musqueam people, and it was really very moving to be hosted by them and to be in their presence and to actually be in the presence of so many incredible artists from all around the Pacific, from Papua New Guinea, obviously Canadian artists, New Zealand, Australian, Samoan, Tongan, Fiji, and the list goes on and on and on, and it was really quite wonderful.
That's great, and I'm very glad that you popped in, because now you're opening my eyes so much to another part of the world's music.
It was great to meet you, Matt. I'm really stoked.
Yeah, and we spoke of getting more of a connection flow happening back and forth, which can be challenging given the distance, but these are how things start, and the internet.
Yeah, I decided to use the opportunity to go into a few stations. It really sort of opened my eyes that there is an opportunity here to really start a network more between student stations and individuals, private stations and labels, independent labels, to really get better communication going on what's going on, especially when you're working with alternative music, because it's really exciting. And I'm very passionate about First Nations music as well. So in Māori, we refer to it to reo, which is the reo, means the language, the spoken word, the Māori language. and we're working with Tamaki Records to produce and distribute Māori music. And to hear that you guys are also, you know, working with First Nations music, I mean, it really excited me. And actually, when I got back to New Zealand, after I'd also been to Seattle, went to KXTR, went over to Honolulu and saw the guys over there, KUTH Radio, there was actually a conference put on here by the Music Commission called Going Global, and as part of that, they brought international speakers over and had the privilege of meeting Brian, now I can't remember his radio station name, out of New York. And I told him about my trip to the States, and he was really excited about that as well, and loved the idea of us all talking together and trying to get, you know, share our music. So I think there's definitely potential. I'm gonna come back next year, I think, and come and see you again, Matt, and coming to visit more stations.
That's right. I mean, the vibrant First Nations musical community, at least of this city, I've discovered and played their music, so that there's a whole world there that I can expose you to online.
I find that so exciting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the modern world, the benefits of the modern world. Globalization has been a little bit tricky for some aspects, but this is kind of one of the better aspects, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was really quite humbling when we were talking with the Musqueam people, because in New Zealand, you know, all First Nations people who've been colonized have a rough time. I mean, and there's no minimizing any of that. Māori have been successful in organizing their culture so that it is come back from the brink, as much as language, practice of carving, of weaving, of all the arts, has been maintained, and there's been a resurgence in that, and a pride in language. And yet, when we came to speak to the Musqueam people, and they were talking about the battle that they've had with trying to maintain their language, and I asked them, how many people speak your language? And actually realized that the last person who spoke the language had died.
Oh, no.
There was no one who was totally fluent, and that they're trying to get their language back. But just how important language is to identity. You know, just because you're, you know, for me, of course, I'm British, so I identify myself through where I'm from and my language and my culture. But imagine that I was forced to speak, say, you know, German, just for the sake of argument. The way you think in your mind is associated with language. So to really part of your culture, the language is really, really important in terms of the way thought structures are put together. And so it's so important that you know, First Nations people have the ability to maintain their language, protect it, and encourage the development of that in young people. Not just for the sake of the language itself, but actually for a cultural identity, a sense of belonging of who you are. Especially when you think that these are oral traditions we're talking about, being handed down from generation to generation. And how do you maintain that story if the language isn't truly understood? And understood at a core level, not just on a superficial level. So it was really humbling to hear about, you know, and what they were doing to try and to reinvigorate that. And it was really quite saddening to realize that so much of that has been lost. I hadn't kind of realized that, you know, I think it was, I can't remember the actual numbers, but for the Coast Salish people, it was something like 600 dialects or something like that. And then there were smaller tribal groups for those dialects. So whereas for Māori, you know, as a broad brush stroke, all Māori speak that language here. Not that all Māori do speak Māori, but that it's one language across both islands with minor differences in dialect, depending on the iwi. But for the Coast Salish people, that wasn't the case. There's vast differences in language over that vast land in smaller groups of people. So when, you know, 75% of them, I think in some instances even higher, were wiped out by disease, and, you know, basically having all of their lands, which were, you know, the historical hunting grounds, taken and they were basically marginalized, that language and that culture was massively affected. I think that it's, I feel that it is our obligation to use the tools that we have in our digital age to, you know, do whatever we can to help from the fringes here, is to, you know, try and not so that other people are hearing it and that it is up there forever, so that, you know, there's almost like a benchmark or a recording, say, this is how it sounded. There is another challenge in that, which I hadn't considered when talking to them, and that is that part of the culture for the Coast Salish, and I don't know this, but I would imagine it might be this case for broader Coast Salish people across the whole region, is that actually some of the ritualistic songs are not for anyone else's ears. They're sacred, so actually what we would be allowed to put out there is not the actual really core important songs, because they're actually not meant for anyone else to hear. Changes for themselves.
I see. But it's yeah. I mean, almost physically impossible to, like, it's just going to happen that groups can die out. So, I mean, if you don't record it, it's going to be lost. It's simply lost. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's such a tricky thing to be respectful, but still be, you know, communicating about realities and I guess giving people an insight into the technologies that are available, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
There might be, for example, that there could be a way that they, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, it's talking out of turn really, I'm sure they've considered it, recording it for their own benefit that isn't released for anybody else, you know. But I think that's really important, that this stuff is documented, and I mean that in terms of digitally, in terms of recordings to document.
Are you holding your trump cards to fit to your heart? Maybe it's time to lay down these cards. Maybe you're holding your dreams too tight. Running head backwards, dragging your kite, and tightening the loops and the notes you'll find. This wind will never land by. Dance, and dance, and dance, dance, dive in. Maybe tomorrow, the changing winds will know. Yeah, yeah. You wear a halo, and when you smile, snow, hey, to the sea.
this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And you just heard there another band from New Zealand who are on Triple A Records, I should say, in New Zealand. They're from the North Island. The band there was called Thomas Coffey and the Grinders. And the second single off the record, Dominoes, and the single is called So Hot Right Now, track 10 on the record. And thanks to Matt Smith from Triple A Records, who mailed me a package containing this and a few other CDs. And you just heard part one of my of the second part of the interview with Matt Smith. He is the singer of a band called Symphony of Screams, and he also runs that record label, Triple A Records. And he just had a lot of interesting things there to say about the Maori culture and preservation of language, and also his experiences getting to know the people of the Musqueam here in Vancouver when he visited. So let's get into the final part of the interview with Matt Smith from New Zealand, and then we'll get into some local music from Vancouver. Here it is. This is Matt Smith of AAA Records, and he talks a little bit about the record label now and his own project, Symphony of Screams.
I think it's something that, I mean, we've only just started. I mean, to date, we've only released with our partners, Tamaki Records, and those guys are amazing. I just want to say they're really investing in you know, Toril specifically, and we're basically their production partner, so we work with them to produce the music and to distribute it. We sort of sit alongside them. So far we're in a development stage working with artists. We've released one single with Simone Holland, and Kayanga is the track, and I recommend everyone go to iTunes and check it out. It's very, very simple and quite beautiful, but it's just open your ears to hearing the sounds of another language, of another First Nations language, you know. And you know, Maori might not be something that you got that in the Northern Hemisphere and up there that people will be familiar with the sound of. So hear it, listen to it, and enjoy it. And we'll be putting a lot more of that music out, and we really would love to be you know, the vehicle to disseminate lots of other First Nations music, contemporary music, if we can.
Well, thank you, Matt. That's amazing. I'm absolutely 100% sure we're going to be exposing listeners here to Tabao.
I'll send you lots of music.
Please do. Yeah. Okay, Matt. Well, that we got plenty there. Is there anything else that you needed to talk about, or?
I guess the only other thing would be, is it appropriate not to talk about the Symphony of Screams album? I'd just like to say that this is the second album from the Symphony of Screams, and I'm actually very proud of this album. I think that it obviously the Symphony of Screams come from a darker place in terms of they're looking at life through the darker energies, if you like, of human experience. But and I actually for a while really kind of struggled with that as an individual who's trying to be conscious, and then I kind of realised that actually that darker side of looking at the world is equally as important as light. You can still actually be transformative in your message using those tools.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, the album has got some, you know, it covers everything from political control through to there's a song in there called Katrina, Dirty Southern Slut Katrina, which refers to the hurricane that wiped out the southern states of America, and is dedicated to what those people went through.
Yeah.
And summing up all sorts of human experience from loss through to all of those energies, really. But somehow it still feels like there's hope. It still has an element of sort of defiance to it, which says, you know, yes, we experience these things, but, you know, it still has that kind of defiant, joyful energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And particularly, there's two songs that I'm in love with at the moment. They change. Actually, it took a while to love any of them because we've been working on the album for so long that you kind of fall out of love with your own stuff. But now it's finished, and I get a chance to listen to it objectively. Deceived, which was the first time the band's used samples in the album. We actually used the last speech of Kennedy, which talks about secret societies, which is absolutely incredible. I'd never heard it before. When we were struggling to get lyrics to fit to the song, and a friend of ours said, "Oh, why don't you check out this particular speech?" And we heard it and went, "Oh my God, that's absolutely perfect for the energy of what we're trying to show here."
Mm.
And also the final song on the album, which is the title, which is called Symphony of Screams. And it's very defiant, but it's also got something that euphoric edge, like, you know, that we actually, as people, do have a voice, that we can actually make a change, we can actually do something about the situation we find ourselves in, and that's okay, and don't be fearful. One last story to round up. While I was at the Pacific Arts Forum, there was a wonderful speaker there, a Haida artist, Michael, and I've forgotten his surname, and that's going to bug me, but he told a wonderful story at the forum. One of his stories that he's created paintings for and animations for, and there's a forest fire, and all the animals running out of the forest because of the forest fire, and they run down to the river, and there's the bear, and there's the beaver, and there's the wolf, there's the elk and the hummingbird, and the hummingbird goes to the river and picks up some water and flies back towards the fire, and the elk shouts up, "Hummingbird, what are you doing? You surely will die." And the hummingbird goes into the fire and comes back to the river and picks up some water and flies back in, and the bear says, "Hummingbird, come back, your feathers will burn." And the hummingbird goes back in and comes back to the river and picks up some water, and the beaver says to the hummingbird, "Hummingbird, what are you doing?" And the hummingbird says, "What I can." And so if we all just have that attitude that we just do what we can, and focus on our consciousness and the fact that we do have power, and that we do have the choice to make our world the way we want it to be, that's really where we're coming from.
That's such a great way to end it, and that is how I think each time I show up to the show week to week. So
awesome.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matt. I'm really stoked that that our paths crossed, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
For sure.
So that is the sounds there of Symphony of Screams from an older record. Matt actually gave me one of these in his package. This came out in 2007. It's track 5 off this record called Heed to the Voices. So, and you just heard there the final part of my interview with Matt Smith. He is of Triple A Records in New Zealand. And a wonderful chat, a very interesting guy, and will be playing more Kiwi music in the near future, thanks to his recommendations. So, not much time left because the sports is taking over the broadcast very soon, which happens this time of year. So, I just wanted to let you know about Shindig. It's kicking off. Well, it already has kicked off. The next round is next Tuesday. It's Shindig Night 5. And someone associated with this show may be playing that. Anyway, I wanted to play for you a couple of the acts playing on that night. We have Kill City Kids, Pineapple, and then someone named M. Lund. So let's play Kill City Kids for you now. You can hear them next Tuesday night at the Railway for Shindig. So that's Kill City Kids playing Shindig next Tuesday night at the Railway Club. And get on down. It's the yearly Battle of the Bands that CITR puts on every year. That'll be a lot of fun. Kill City Kids, the track's called That's It, You're Dead. And it's from the EP False Creep, which came out this year. And one of the other acts playing next round, next Tuesday night, is called Pineapple. So we're going to just have time to squeeze in a track from Pineapple before the sports broadcast kicks in.
Surprise! You love it! a movie and touch each other under the sheets. Oh my, my surprise. You love it. It makes you feel good. And you don't care what anybody thinks. Relax. You love it. It makes you feel good. And you don't care what anybody thinks. We could take a pill and grow to a giant size and crush the city under our feet. Later on, we could go swimming in the rivers of blood that run down our street. One more time, surprise. You love it.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Attention, class, sit down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda.